The conference will now begin.
Okay, so we're going to learn a maimer from Asicha B'chukecha from Rav Kluger to prepare for Shavuos. So I hope you have that. It's a maimer yud in Asicha B'chukecha from Sefer Bamidbar. Ikra Mekuvim Mechai Torah Mitzvos. All right, hopefully we'll be able to cover most of this. It's a very, very big yisod in all of Yiddishkeit. Not just for Shavuos, but especially what it means, Kabbalas HaTorah. So let's begin. Try to move quickly on the first page. Ba'amdeinu kayoyim yamat Torah seinu. Yom ha'makuva l'barei l'Torah l'oilam l'yonim sachtoinim. The Chama Kodesh says it, that Shavuos is the day that Hashem is waiting for, the Torah is waiting for, the world above, the world below, everything is waiting for this day. Nasik Mekuda Daka Ma'oid. Binyan Iker Kesher Yehadus Ben Yehudi Lekaino Uter Sena Kadosh. I'm going to talk about a very important Mekuda Daka Ma'oid. Very subtle Mekuda. Binyan the Kesher, what does it mean? What's Yiddishkeit? What's the Kesher between a Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And the Torah. He wrote some Shiyu Advarim Latoelus. Yine Derech Ha'olam Eitzel Yehudim Yirei Mushleimim. The way of the world that we see by Orthodox Jews, by many Orthodox Jews, Shenesorim Ha'oid B'chol Ramach Mitzvus Asay, Shesam Mitzvus Lois Asay. That these God-fearing people are very, very careful with all the 248 positive mitzvahs and the 365 negative mitzvahs, will makpid them al kala kevachmur, and they're strict with everything, all the mitzvahs. Ulam yeshva machshava truda b'chol davar im yotze dechava. But there are Jews like this, who their thoughts are always preoccupied with the question, was I yotze? Have I fulfilled my obligation? The person is, like all of us, are obligated to keep the mitzvahs and to stay away from the avodas. And this typical Orthodox person feels that if I have successfully complied with the rules, then I'm a beseder. And I'm okay. Very l'shavach, and I'm worthy of praise. And if I have not succeeded in following all of the rules, magish atzma shaloi b'tayv, it doesn't feel good. And based upon this scorecard of whether he was successful in obeying or less successful, based upon that, the person defines himself, whether he's tov, whether he's good, and he's beseder, or whether he's not beseder, and he's not good. Certainly, it's wonderful that the person keeps a cheshbon. And we would say offhand, Ashrei lo, v'ashrei chelko. Sheikol machshavta seveves v'leches ala oifene shebo yehei nishma b'ruches toiv. Mikaimus amitzis v'hei nishma me'averis hashom. Since all of us thoughts revolve around this one issue, am I obeying the mitzvahs and the positive mitzvahs? And am I careful not to violate any of the negative mitzvahs, not to do any averis? However, there is a much deeper way to look at this. That this way of living, which is typical of most observant Jews, this way is chaser ikra yahadus. That it's missing the ikra of what Yiddishkeit is. Mavaksham Hashem as well, Shiva Maradal of Asim Lakaris. Vishus Kedusha Sayyim. Rav Kluge says that I have to be very careful here that everything that I'm saying should be understood properly to bring Jews closer to Hashem. Because my entire desire is, and my entire objective is to illuminate and to uplift, and not chasam the opposite. If a person thinks about what we just described, he will see that really it's missing the true chibur, the true attachment to Torah and to Hashem is Baruch. Because this way of thinking, Isaac and Mokum period. This whole way of thinking is Isaac, it's preoccupied the Mokum period, in a way of period, in that Mokum of separation of period. It's the left column on the fifth page. Because what's this person's Machshava? This person is thinking about all day long, was I yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin? Was I yotzei the mitzvah of davening? Was I in violation of this aveira or that aveira? Now, again, on the surface, certainly, we'll talk about that more. Certainly, we all have to be conscious and aware of what we're doing and what we're not doing. But this person's Yiddishkeit revolves around this question: in its liach lefol karoy b'maisav, was I matzliach to do what I had to do, and to be yaitzei lots of dechavos soham etaslov olah yisham elanosam and hara, and to be careful not to be in violation of any ra. But this person's entire Yiddishkeit is missing the nekudas achibur, that point of connection, of contact with the one who gave the Torah and the one who gave us mitzvahs. This person who walks around all of his life with a scorecard, was I yaitzei or was I over? Again, we're going to talk about it. Of course, a person has to be careful to do every mitzvah and to stay away from aveiros. But if that's what is one's entire Yiddishkeit, then it means that his whole life, he's not shakur b'Hashem. He's not connected to Hashem. He's not thinking about Hashem. He's shakur rak b'atzmo. He's completely immersed in himself. Nimsa she'esh kan yahadis. So that what this means is that this is a Yiddishkeit, that as far as what we see and what's observable, this is fantastic. The guy's careful with every mitzvah, and he stays away from every aver. But the ikar of Yiddishkeit is not there. So, Kabbalah Satorah begins with the words Anochi Hashem Lekech. The statement of Anochi Hashem Lekech. B'zeh ikechiyas ayahadus. And that is the ikechiyas of Yiddishkeit. Hatsir asher sviva hakol seiva v'ahilach. It's the orbit upon which everything revolves. Anochi Hashem Lekech. That's Hashem began giving us the Torah with Anochi Hashem Lekech. Emuna. Dveikis b'Hashem. She brings down the footnote, Yud, the Mar of Hashem, she brings from his Rebbe, the Nor Melech, the explanation that we've spoken of many, many times over the years, that when it says in the Pasuk, by the beginning of Maimon HaSinai, V'yidav L'kim is Kol HaDvarim Ha'ela, the Rebbe Elamech explains that Kol HaDvarim Ha'ela, all of the mitzvahs that I'm going to now give you, and all of the affairs I'm going to warn you about, it's only that you should come to the Madrega Leimar to bring you more closer and closer to be able to come to that reality of what? Anochi Hashem Lekech. Of Dveikus. Of Emuna. All of the mitzvahs. The tachlis of Kol HaDvarim Ha'ela is Leimar, that a Jew should be able to say B'Emuna Shleimah and to feel in every fiber of his being what? Anokhi Hashem Lokech. I am Hashem. Sheremes b'zeh shekol ha-Torah kula no'ada rak l'mana matorah kadosh ha'azoyz shadvegiz v'Hashem esbor. That kol ha-dvar me'ela, the tachlis of kol ha-dvar me'ela is to bring a person to that reality of Anokhi Hashem Lokech, Dvekes v'Hashem. Dvekes v'Hashem. V'zeh l'shon ha-kodesh, in parentheses, v'hinei ayidei ha-Torah odom bolidei Dvekes. Through learning and davening and observing all the mitzvahs, one can come to another. Through kol ha-dvar me'ela, the tachlis is to come to Anokhi Hashem Lokech, or Dvekes v'Emun, to come to Dvekes and to Emun. Keep a mountain fire up on top. Keep a mountain fire. Nizgala ech shalakusi is bach shur b'chol echad v'echem bnei Yisrael ayde hatara. Because by mountain fire it was revealed how our connection to Lakus, each and every one of us, we connect to Lakus ayde hatara through the Torah. The ikin nesinas haTorah is lahari b'bnei Yisrael shemahusam kshur b'lakim chaim malach olam, and the ikar reason for Hashem giving us the Torah is to be able to show us and to make it clear to us that our very essence is dveikus b'Hashem, is to be kosher b'lakim chaim malach olam. But even say in b'pirut olamis, so that a Jew would never be separated from Hashem. Kasha oisa mitzvah on the me'achet, when a Jew does a mitzvah and stays away from aveira. He becomes like a Beis HaMikdash, like a Mishkan, and the covenant of Hashem is revealed in his entire body. Beivar v'givav. Im chas v'shom lo yikayim terem mitzvahs, and if chas v'shom person is not yikayim terem mitzvahs, or then a kosher v'Hashem is v'kesher v'yinatek, he's still a Jew, so he's still connected to Hashem in a way that can't be broken. But Hashem has to behave with him in a way of giving a patch and Gehenim and purifying the Zakuchay Bahaziku Chanera to purify him. And she is God and welcome as that Tachlas Anach Hashem Akech until finally he's purified of all of the mistakes that he's made and he's able to connect to that reality of the essence which is Anach Hashem Akech Vayichad Hashem Kepli Yichad. Zayikar Natu B'machshavta Shal Ishmi Yisrael. And this is the ikkar that is planted deep in the thoughts of a Jew. Ech yezgala al yodo malchus shemayim bebriya. How will malchus Hashem be revealed in creation through me? V'koach kiyim ha-Torah v'amitzvos. Kiyim ha-Torah mitzvos. V'zanasim kol chayiv miksha achas shalchibel Hashem esbrach. And therefore one's entire life through that, one's entire life becomes a miksha achas, one inyan of what? Chibel Hashem esbrach. And what are the mitzvahs? Tayag mitzvahs, haim tayag chiburim. The 613 mitzvahs are 613 ways of achieving that objective of connecting to God. Shayodah mitzchaber elav yizbar. Uchalosh nazar kodesh shakaru la mitzvahs eaten, perish eitzes. The Zohar Kodesh calls them 613 eitzes. Eitzes for what? Eitzes have had to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tachlis of kol ha-dvar me'ela is to come to that Anokhi Hashem Lokech. That's the tachlis. Now let's go back to the guy whose entire Yiddishkeit was Ayotze. Maybe I need to hear three other different Tekiyah Shofars from different kinds of Jews, or I don't know that I said Kriya Shema properly, I have to say the words again, and so on. Now if Kluger is not suggesting Chas V'Shalom in any way to be careless with observance of Torah mitzvahs. He's talking about when that person's entire Yiddishkeit. And the whole Yiddishkeit, which is a lot of people, that the whole Yiddishkeit was this scorecard that I do today what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to begin by Negel Vasser, and I was supposed to daven. And if today is Sukkot, then I was supposed to sit in the Sukkot and Besh Luv and so on. Did I do what I was supposed to do, or didn't I do it? So, what's the story with this guy? Masha'en kenim chai eskim ha-Torah v'amitzvos v'nitu k'chas shom anokhi Hashem Lokech. So this guy is busy all day long with his chiyuvim. But he doesn't think for a moment about the tachlis, which is anochi shamukah. As I tarosam and soysam b'chin is gufli nisham. And all of his Yiddishkeit, all of the Torah that he learned, all the mitzvahs that he does, it's like a guf without a nisham. It's like a body without a soul. Because all of his thoughts are, how am I doing? Am I clear? Did I do what I was supposed to? Because then I go to the marble. If I do every day like that, if I do enough every day and I stay away from the bad stuff enough every day, then I get to Olam Haba. So all of his thoughts revolve around one thing, himself, Yeshusa. And it's Liach Lotzei Chavosa. Was I Yotze, was not Yotze? That's all of his thoughts. Was I Yotze, was I not Yotze? Im Chosa Begili Elokus Chasoshon, Veneda Agili the Kuchabich of Reis of Yisochad, Yisarach Lava Zikuchim Rubim Achi Yikona Levova Lagalis, Lokus Yisbach Boilam, Sezu Tachlas Abri. Now this person doesn't think at all about Gilui Elokus Chas. He doesn't think at all about revealing Hashem. He doesn't think at all about Anachishim Lekach. He would have to go through a tremendous amount of zikuch, of refinement, and in order to come to that Madrega of Gilui Elokus, which is the Tachas of creation. Certainly, Rav Kluge says a person has to always watch what he's doing, and has to always make a cheshbon nefesh. Is he doing the will of Hashem? Is he not? Therefore, it's natural for any person, every Jew, who is growing up as a religious Jew, to keep a cheshbon of, did I do what I was supposed to, or didn't I? And it's reckless to call Yudi. And certainly, that's required of every Jew to keep a cheshbon and to know what he's doing. That's the meaning of Yashamayim. Ulam Yoysim is there. However, more than this cheshbon, not to the exclusion of, but more than this cheshbon, Sri Chalios Mudbazbo Habihirus Agadola Aldvar Metzius is Kashusal Hashem. More than any of those details, more than any of the Kolad Varmela, he has to have in a clear way this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the Ikra Yahadus, which is the Tachlis of Yiddishkeit. Anochi Hashem Lekach. Kesha Yichu Kutshabichu V'Arayis V'Yisro. The Kesha of Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people is one.
That's just a question. Question of why you do.
Yeah. And by having clarity in this idea, then you judge yourself. No, the tachlis is anochi shamakacha. Now, based upon that model in your mind, now you should look at yourself. Is my behavior becoming? For a person, is it befitting a person who is trying to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do I know what's becoming and what's not becoming? For Shulchan Aruch. For Halacha. U'ma'achalus u'ma'yachalus sakim zeba polamai. So what could I correct? What could I improve? Lohavim calls that to understand all of this. Yesh la'amzul zavul la'ayachas shemen ha'bonu la'aviyan. You can compare it to a relationship between a father and his sons, and his children. Because when the children are still little, the child has still that natural grace and charm. That causes the parents to love the kid. However, as the little ones mature and become bali das, they have their own ideas, their own way of thinking. What often happens is that then the way the parents measure the children and relate to the children is kifi erech ma'aseim. It's according to their behavior. In the beginning, it had nothing to do. It was all about chen. It wasn't about what the kid does. The kid does nothing. The kid just lies in the crib. It was just about chen. As the kid matures, so now it's a question of what's he doing. But the problem is, al pi mishpat ha'maisim. Shem is nagim to the boy, as a yesh kateng ha'achas shalav. It often happens. The same way they look that one looks at oneself as, was I yotze, was I not yotze? And how he feels about himself depends upon whether he was yotze or wasn't yotze. Not Vegas Bashem, not Anochas Mekah, just whether he's yotze or not yotze. So too, as the child matures into a young adult, the parents make a mistake that if the kid is behaving well, if he's well behaved and he's doing great in school and his own derech and so on, then there's yachas of av. He's successful. So if that kid now we're going to the next generation. You messed up yourself. Now it's the next generation you're going to mess up. The same way you defined yourself based upon the scorecard, now you look at your kid, and the way that you measure the kid, the way you touch up this kid, the way you define the kid is she'imis nagim kidiboy, that if the kid did what he was supposed to, then I show him love. Then I feel fond of him, and I show him that fondness. But if my kid is not filling out the scorecard, so he doesn't keep Shabbos, so he doesn't put on tefillin, whatever chas v'shalom, whatever else it is, then I feel distant to the kid. I feel strange. It's an estrangement.
He
says, Rav Kluge says, I'm talking now about a Jew who is completely observant. He keeps the Torah. What usually happens is there are some details in the child's life that the parents are not happy about in his Yiddishkeit. It could be that the child is doing everything al pi Torah, but the parents would like it to be in a different way. They wanted the kid to be more yeshivish. They wanted the kid to be more chassidish. Or they wanted the kid to be more modern. In other words, the parents are measuring the child based upon their expectations of whether he's yotze or not yotze, whether he's doing what he's supposed to, or he's not doing what he's supposed to, whether it fits into their model. The zakavei es the mizyachas akiruv azavus klepeim. And that is what establishes a feeling of closeness. If my kid is doing everything he's supposed to, he davens, he learns, he keeps Shabbos, he keeps mitzvahs, and he does everything he's supposed to with school and so on, so then, ahava. And I have tremendous love for him. But if the kid is not putting the checks in the scorecard, knows I can't check off learning or davening or mitzvahs, whatever, where he lacks in certain areas. So what happens? So that's kaveya, a different way of looking at the kid. A way of the child being different and being alien and being not being so, not feeling the same fondness that you feel for the kid that checked everything. This kid is Xing out things and so. Because the whole kesher, the whole yachis, is not based upon anochi shamukach. It's based upon chiyuvim. Whether the kid did what he's supposed to do or did things that he wasn't supposed to do. That's why I measure the relationship. But the truth is that's not a relationship. It's just a scorecard, not a relationship. Toz gadol lehizu. There's a huge mistake. The kids feel this, the way the Rebbe looks at him, and the way the parents look at him. The kids feel it. They're onto it, mamish. The toz gadol hizu. Ki av im omnam bevadai al habanim lesnaig v'darach etoy. Even though, of course, the children have to try to behave well. V'darach ha'avoyda ha'sulim v'darach ha'vesenot. Follow all the ways of our ancestors. V'psita shechayves ha'arim l'sayim v'zeh ad shiad demagaz. And obviously the parents have to help the kid to keep all the misses. However, the yesod ha'ikari, the most basic fundamental inyan, as far as the relationship between parents and children is concerned, who etzem ahava v'kesher, is the kesher itself, the connection itself, the relationship itself, the love itself. V'yoytzam b'neihem yoytzei chalatzim, since these are my children. Shebenhu yerachavim, the child is like the foot, is like the leg of the father, is an extension of the father. Comes out karadavur. V'not Hashem esbach ahavas abanim b'lev ahayim. And Hashem has planted love of children within the hearts of the parents. Shehem chelik mehem, because the children are part of the parents. And as a result of this, Yavo im koiches hashpor shal koich ha'ov ve'em v'fakech al yesum hokam v'ochas tov v'shleimus. So Hashem had planted this in each and every one of us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person lives with this most important, he lives with this question of whether or not this child is living up according to the expectations of the Torah. However, as wonderful as that is, that the parents are concerned that the kid is following all the rules, and the kid is living, doing everything the right way, because the parents care, and the child is a chelik man, and the kids want the parents to be successful. So they want him to put in tefillah. They want him to keep Shabbos. They want him to daven. They want the kid to be successful. However, as wonderful as and as noble as it is for the parents to want the children to be observant of everything, if that's the entire relationship, just based upon how the kid's doing religiously, then the ikra is missing. And these parents are holding back from the child the koach of the father and the mother. Ki avur etzem tzad ha-maisim greida. Because if it was just a matter of Yiddishkeit, it was just a matter of your kids doing what they're supposed to do. It was just about their maisim. Gam shochin tov, yuchel ashpia l'adben, v'lav dafka har. It could be a good neighbor that could give that same much. It could be a much better teacher. It could be a much better teacher than the parents. If it was just a matter of ma'isim, so then gam shochin tov, yuchel ashpia l'adben, v'lav dafka har. It could be a neighbor that's. Ulam koach ha'av v'aim, hu koach nishmas chayim. The difference is that the parents are not just teaching the kid and telling the kid what's right and what's wrong. The koach of the parents is koach nishmas chaim, is the soul of life. Koach hashpor l'ha'oros olam ha'pnimi. V'ze'oive b'koach ha'ahava v'chavivus l'oros ha'planim, apen ba'ampen v'loi b'oiven achim. And the way that this devekus, this kesher, this love is conveyed from one to the other, it's not by the checklist, did my kid do this or not do this, but over the koch ahava v'chavivus, ve'os upon him. Ahava and chavivus, ahavus upon him, up and up and face to face, love, love, and love. Now, as far as teaching is concerned, you could hire a fine tutor, a fine teacher. We send the kids to school. That's as far as what needs to get done, the mitzvahs, and what you shouldn't do. But as far as the tachlis of Anochi Shem Lekecha, as far as that's concerned, this is not successful at all. Doesn't have to be successful at all. Ubali Tshuva Chadoyma, she's Karbal Chai, and uses an example of Ubali Tshuva, she's Karbal Chai Torah Misses, that got close to that began keeping Torah Misses. Be'idim La'atzim, Shalafam, Ma'afilu Achar, is Karbos, Lekim Torah Misses, Bepoel. Sometimes these Balei Tshuva, will admit, even after the months or even years of keeping Torah and mitzvahs, adain alul lios chaser se'ikah. They could still be missing the ikah. Ulehe also im reish rochav mihadis racham lasan. So this Baal Tshuva, after years of observance, could and often feels, as I've had conversations with so many of them over the years, that before I became religious, I had more of an okay shamakach than that. I don't have a feeling of an okay shamakach. From the Kama Gedolim Malosim, Krisha Idu Behem Chazal, and these are very great people. Chazal say, Mokav Shabbat Shuva Aydam, Sadiqim Gemur Chom Eilon Chom Lamar, with the in the place of Baal Tshuva, even big tzaddikim can't stand. Mi yamid b'soydam. Rak novay el hanishma mipiyam. Shebe ayoysam zoychim alos daga hadaga. So when a person ascends from one level to the next level, meyu Hashem v'zvach ha-sinayim, Hashem opens up their eyes, v'royim l'mafreya as darkim ha-oyla. And they're able to look back and to see how high they have ascended. And how much more he needs to go to purify himself. He chalfu shanim, many years have passed. And he's ascended in his observance of Torah mitzvahs. In his nefkachas enlu fasov and if ali rosh adayin chaser as ikah yahadus. See, here you could have a person that over the years has been strengthening his kingdom of Torah mitzvahs and been working very hard, which is wonderful. But he could be nivel, he could be bewildered and terrified to discover that as far as the ik of Yiddishkeit is concerned, Haino Hakar b'mitzius shel Yehudim u'chedes b'mitzius hakesh Hashem Yisbarach, she'inin zeh hu nishmas mahus shel Yehudim, which is the nisham of all of Yiddishkeit, our relationship with Hashem, v'ein lo klal lo klal m'nein yatzlocha atzmus chiyus, it doesn't have any klal, any connection to Hashem Yisbarach, any connection to the Shechina at all. And many of the Baal Tshuva have serious problems with their children. They're not successful in educating them the right way. Why? It says first, these Baal Tshuva now have all kinds of questions and have times. My little tzarazois, why did I undertake to become an Orthodox Jew to begin with? What do I need this for? And what's the whole point of my long journey to Orthodox Judaism in sets of enema holchim medarka? If my kids are not going the right way. Now, let's talk about this for a second. So the Baal Tshuva is terribly, terribly broken because he went through so much and everything was that he should be able to have a family. And now he sees that his kids are not observant. They're not following. They're not davening. They're not filming. So the Baal Tshuva's thoughts are, Mali, let's try his eyes. Like, what do I do this for? The answer is, you did it to produce another observant Jew. And you're looking at it from that perspective. And because of that, since right now this kid is not observant, you're a loser. You could have had fun continuing on in the life that you had before you read all this stuff, or all this stuff. You're having a much better time. Now,
results oriented, and you're not seeing the result.
Right, I'm not seeing the results. I don't see it myself, and I don't see my kids. So the Tshuva is Mamish Tzibroch. I went through so much so that I could have a Kesh with Hashem. I don't see this working out. And I did everything in the world that my kids should be Orthodox Jews. I don't see this working out. This is a failure. I'm the Makkah, even by Yisur on the Rama Lo, this terrible pain, this terrible suffering, the farmam mekamim etzal mishi yagei kolkach losha b'tshuva. Im Hisofes Tavlin Laman Haslov. This pain, these Yisurim, are oftentimes by a person who worked very, very hard to do tshuva, and also, well, Im Hisofes Tavlin Laman Haslov, with additional additives to the Shabbat Slacha. Meaning, Racha Kevinu Aslacha, I could argue with Snapshots and Muzaz. But now he looks at himself. He's been about Tshuva for 10 years. He doesn't feel any closer to Hashem than he did, and he did when he started. So he has tremendous Hakim with Snapshots. But, however, Ram, Hayyadeya, Shigi Elayadus Mishum Shi Mitzius of Nishmas Chayyad. The person who came to Yiddishkeit knowing and believing 1,000,000% that this is my entire Messiah is Hashem. The Nishmas Chayvis, the Nisham of my life. Achshu Yehudi, Im Kain, Meiv, Shekol, Agmas Nefesh, Kosher, V'Naira, Ein Boki, Delor, Epir, Chal, Esrim, Hem, Shachusay, Elatayv. Since he's a Yid, he understands that even though he's made mistakes, and even though there are things that are not the way they're supposed to be, and now it's not going well, that doesn't stop him in any way from moving forward with this keeping of Yiddishkeit, because it's not a matter of how he sees himself or how it's looking. There's nothing more natural than the soul of a Jew being drawn toward its root. There's David Hashem is to be Dovuk to Hashem. The time to Rosso Mitzvah to become Per Mitzvah. Well, but in Yinatzar Mahayelodim, hi, what about that? It's not working out with the kids. You're going on your scorecard and looking out with the kids, and you see, I was not successful in giving this over to them. So, regarding this situation, the Gemara says that Yishaya Novi says to Yecheskel, remember, Chelka didn't want to have children because he saw that it was going to be Balei Aveiros coming from them. And the Novi comes to him and says, what's it your business, the secrets of Hashem? All of Mutalasa says, Shlo, you just have one thing that you have to do. You just do what you're supposed to do. And to educate the children the right way. Hashem Atoy Ben Yasa. Hashem Atoy Ben Yasa. That Hashem should hopefully bring it out to be the, in a good way. So this is the ending of Lenin Megillah to us. And Shavuos. Behine, B'chag Shavuos, Karol Megillah to us. And Shavuos, we Lenin Megillah to us. The Ikki Megillah Zu, Saiva Ha'ilach Al-Gerus HaShavuos, and the whole Ikki of the Megillah is revolving around the conversion of Rus. She was Gaia in his car with Israel. She was in the Gaia until she was Zorcha that Mashiach comes from her daughter Melchi Yisrael. She says, "Ugeira, she a heper chagomer mikol hatzlochus." Now, if you look at the Geiras of Rus, it looked like it was a completely unsuccessful enterprise, a totally ridiculous undertaking. She kol mochein ha'is a bas malachim, because as we know, Rus was a bas malachim. She came from royalty. She comes to Israel, she comes to Gyaris. Jews don't feel particularly close to her. And the past is gone, it's destroyed. But she has been Zoicha through the pureness of her heart, and so on. Rus Bezoicha to be what? The foundation of Machos Beis David. Rus Bezoicha. Well, Megillas Rusi, he said how you have this. Megillas Rusi is the essence of Yiddishkeit. Yes, but Pnimi is the Matan Torah, but Eitzim Chukoslos Kavli had this. And therefore contains within it the Pnimi of Torah, which is the longing to connect to Hashem. The Loshosa Libel of the Rav Shnadla, and he is Daita. And she didn't pay any attention to the seductive voice that was trying to pull her away, to pull Rus away from being the guy. Fisha Amala Malacha Lizav Yisrael Halev Taiv Liasm Halai Taiv Liasm Umasilam. Or Pesed, Malach Lizdabi Yisrael, what do you want to become a Jew? Halai Taiv Liasm Umasilam. It's better to be one of the nations of the world. It's better to be a guy. Even though, okay, let's say the Jews are elevated, they're higher than us. But I can't, this person is saying, I can't even be successful. Even though the Gaim says it's true, we can't reach the Mile of Yisrael. Why should we put ourselves in danger? Orpah is making a good point. She saw, like, if you stay on the program, anything that goes wrong, you're over Loisa, say, you're going to go to Gehenna. You're doing an essay, you'll be elevated. So she's looking at the scorecard model of Yiddishkeit eloquence. And she looks at this and she says, it doesn't pay. Yeah, it's a risky investment.
If you stay our way, everything's good.
Yeah, you can keep the seven mitzvahs. You can keep the seven mitzvahs, so it's like a no-fault investment. What are you going to do, Yiddishkeit? Yiddishkeit, the mitzvahs are nice, as one as you can, because of there's such a likelihood of your messing up. So it's a business way, it's a corporate way of looking at Yiddishkeit. But it's no different than the guy that all he thinks about with the Yiddishkeit was I got to say, wasn't I Yotze? Did I do there very? Didn't I do there very? So this person also, it's a corporate Yiddishkeit. Was I Masleh? So Orpah is saying, why would you want to do this? The chances are very, very likely that you're going to mess up. Yeah. Yeah, the odds are stacked very heavily against you that you can go through being like a Chavetz Chaim or something like that. It's very stacked against you. And the taina of Arpa is, you know what? I'd rather be just with my seven mitzvahs that are pretty easy. And this way I could be from the chassidu umasaylam, I could be a righteous Gentile. Then have a chelik in olam haba. Milam ad b'nisyon is atzumah. Better than becoming a Jew and everything is an unbelievable nisayon. She has to call it Yisrael. So Arpa's talking about pragmatic Yiddishkeit. And she's saying, I have to tell you, Rus, it's an impractical decision to be Megaya. It's just not practical. It doesn't add up. You're not going to be Mesliach. Because the chances of you being like some perfect Sadek is very, very, very slim. And the likelihood is you're going to mess up. Especially from your background and who you are, you're going to mess up at some point.
Consequences are dire.
Yes, and then based upon that, on your scorecard, the results are clear. Death. In this world, the next world, those are the results. But ain't came us, the pragmatic Jews, the was a Yotze, was a not Yotze Jews, we keep everything. We do everything we're supposed to. And we, in this way, we have a safe investment. The scorecard is filled. Check, 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 check. Davening, check. Tillum, check. This is check. All the thing, all the this is check. Everything is check. And we know that because of that, we'll be Masliach in our years, in our lives. Seven misses, that's relatively easy. All the other things are check, check, check. But you, Russ, what are you doing this for? What happened to you? The taina shemutav liyos mechasidu masaylam shesam chelik l'amaba. So the taina is it's better to stick with us, and to keep the seven mitzvahs and to be zarech dar amaba. Ilam v'nisyan satzum kelus shesakalach Yisrael.
rather than have to deal with the unbelievable nisyanis that every Jew has to deal with. Aber Rus yoda hatev kol zayis. Rus understood all this. Rafabichen bochur le'ez guy she chose to get hurt. Ba'omra ba'asher tamusi amus. She says to Naomi, where you die, I will die. As Chazal darshan. Kimut of lalios Yehudis amumeses bebezdim. Milios because Rus was saying, I'd rather be a Jew, even if it means that I'm going to do something I shouldn't do and I'm going to be chayv to be killed in Bezdin. I'd rather be that than a chassid of Mosaylam. Ki afilu yisrael mumas v'bezdin yokev einav. Because even a Jew, it had to be killed by the Bezdin, it's still precious in Hashem's eyes. He did something to mess up, and because of that, really bad, because of that, he had to be killed. This is a teaching of the Shem Yishmol, the name of his father, Yavne. It's a murdic thing. Yeah. It was their highest. But Ruth is saying to Arpa, she's saying, listen, Arpa, you go where? You go back home. You go back. I'm staying here. And Arpa is saying, but I'm talking to Seichel. Seichel is Noach Shalom Nivra. According to the Chesmon of Mitzvahs and Aveiros, it's not going to be good. I look at all the Jews, Arpa says, this one's got problems with Lashon Hara. This one didn't get up in time to daven. This one has a taiva for a rice. This one has eat something that he's not careful with. What do you need it for? I'm going to be, Arpa says, you could be one of the chassidim Musalman and just keep the seven messages in your set. So Rus's answer to that is the same as Shmuel says. Mutl aliyos Yehudis amul messes, but I'd rather be a Jew whose chayv means his bezin because of something that I messed up on, than being one of chassidim Musalman. Even if I have to be killed by Bezdin, which is according to Chazal, which he said, I'm prepared to die the Abmis Bezdin. I'm becoming a Jew, and that's what it means by Shet Tamusi Amus. I'll die if I have to. In other words, I'm taking upon myself to be a Jew, and that means that I'll die because I'll be over on something. It's still infinitely more worthwhile than not being a Jew. The highest level of grade. So I'd rather be the lowest Jew that's chayv mitzvahs bezdin, that's killed in bezdin, than the highest guy. Look at the cause of Mary and Rabbi Nosson. So Nosson Brosler writes about this. Mazeloshon, he writes, Haven Hativ, calls the Adhechim Nisratis, Rusa Tzadekish, Nami Yisratzaba, his Rosa, Nami warned, Rus, Sheish Av, Mises Bezim, Mishnei Kivarim. Ka'imra Ulai, Lotur Chalam, Avin Nisan, Vitavach Hashem, Av, Mises Bezim. How much Arpa tried to warn Rus, that, you know, you might not succeed. You're not going to succeed, and you're going to be chayv mitzvahs bezdin. Ve'eshiva, and what was her answer? What was Rus's answer? She says, so Naomi was not Orpa, Naomi was warning her. Naomi was telling her, you might not succeed. And Rus answered to Naomi, she tamus yamus, I'm prepared to die. I want Kedushas Yisrael. Whatever happens to me, I mess it up. I want Kedushas Yisrael. Now, Rus could have said a very religious answer, like the girl that comes back from seminary. And Rus could have said, I'm never going to be over any of this. Because the Gerus is all excited. Like the girl coming back from seminary, the Gerus is like really hyped. So, nah, and it's not God. You know, Naomi's warning Ruth, you know, you might be over the mitzvah. No, what are you talking about? I want to be, you know, it's great. I love this. Hello, Abachir B'yadi. Obavadlo ever chasoma vereskulos kaila. Shemigilim chasoma our business does. The Machashin, he brought this guy, he's from kaila. Ruth could have said, the religious answer would have been, look, I went through all the trouble of becoming a Jew. Why would I be over all this stuff? Like, you know, I'll be good. Certainly that was the thought. But that wasn't her answer. Her answer wasn't, it'll be okay. This is a breeze. I could do it. I had to come so far to do this, but you think now I'm going to mess up? No, because she knows that till your last breath, you have a chiruch havshus. And she also knew that once you join the ranks, like many of the Orthodox Jews from birth, they're messing up left and right. At some point, I'm going to lose this excitement. I'm going to be like that. But that's not what she answers. Ach afal pi chen heshiva betmimus tzidkasa v'amra v'asher temus yemus. Ruth answers, Tmimus and Pshitas, Bashar Tamus Yamus. You're right, I might die. Afa Pishin. I'd rather have that than Uranian. Afa Pishin, because it's the truth. Shafilu Niz Gabra Baldover Vien Hashon Lamashi Yuho. Even if the Yetzirah, as she's saying, that even if the Yetzirah somehow gets to me, like he got to the from birth, cover, even the Yetzirah gets to me. I accept upon myself to become a Jew, Kedushas Yisrael, which is what? I know Cheshem Lekecha. I know that this call is Dvar Ma'ila. And I know that the likelihood is that I'm going to mess up some of these Dvar Ma'ila. But it's not going to stop me on my journey towards Ano Cheshem Lekecha. That's the Tachlis. That's what I want. Yavel Ma Ubashet Amus Yamus. Vaz Karva Kirva Isa Naomi. This car was gold, and I said, Sadek is Gedaila. I said, Zochse, she has her in Mashiach, she has a Kulay in Mutaf. And as a result of this choice that she made, then Naomi was Makarver, and from this unbelievable woman, Ruth, comes out Mashiach. Not from the Cheshman, is a Kedai. What does a Yaitse? That Cheshman of Yaitse, not Yaitse, Kedai, not Kedai, it's all about yourself. So not you can't build a Mashiach. It's about yourself. Ruth was Bechlal not, as far as yourself, Orpah was right, Naomi was right. As far as you yourself are concerned, you realize you're going to most likely be Orpah and stuff. That's just how life is, you know. It's not always going to be so exciting like it is now. And her response is, I'm sorry, girls, you have a different Yiddishkeit. My Yiddishkeit is not the scorecard. It's not measuring my Hatzlacha. My Yiddishkeit is living a life that's true, that's real. And that's the only way that I can do that is that's all. That was Rus. Everything about Rus was Anokhisham. That's why we read it on Shus. Everything about Rus was Anokhisham. Not obedience and servitude al menas to be able to get the prize at the end. Because she said, no, you're right. I'll probably mess up. And I might even do something, you know, I might run off with a guy and be, who knows, I'll be Chai, Mises, Basil, whatever. I'll be Chai, of course. So why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I want to live a life that's true, that's real. I want to be a Jew. No, I want to be a Jew. There's nothing else, just to be a Jew.
That's all. Yeah, a Jew means enough, yes.
Yeah. With the Varma Abraham, Yisraelis Hatzum and Bihadis. What we're learning from Rus is big Yisraelis and Yiddish guy. I mean, I'm not explaining it properly because I'm very, very sleepy. I'm very tired, as you can see. So I'm not explaining it. I feel like I'm even slipping. Right? I just haven't slept too much lately. But it needs to be explained over and over and to drive it deep inside of us that they were talking about the whole essence of Yiddishkeit. Not was I Yotze, wasn't I Yotze. Of course you do your best, but that's not what it is. It's about an Ohesha Mekach.
That's what Yiddishkeit is. So Rus was saying that your Yiddishkeit is not my Yiddishkeit. It's not. What you're saying is, let's keep the 7 mitzvahs. This way you're going to end up, it'll be good for you. She's saying, I didn't say that I was doing this for me. I'm saying this is the truth. It'll be David Hashem. Yeah, it's amazing. Because she has such a mishon to begin with. It's a big exciting news guy. Shirus Moshe Nafshal Ha'emes, after which she had the haters, Mechir Ha'yakar, Shalul L'Shom, she was Moshe Nefesh for the truth, even though she knew that this could be like paying a big price. Ubeze Gilso Machshavta Ha'toher, Shah Yehadus Enerak La'Bodis Ha'Bechir V'Toyv Greater. She showed the Yitzchak not just choosing the right thing, doing the right thing and staying away from the bad thing. Ikra Yehadus U'Masha Yehudi, Maven ben Mesirus Nefesh, Ein Lo Shum Metzias Berlom Echutz Mirais Kul Shabir Yisrael Chad. Rather, Yiddishkeit is coming to that understanding of Kutshabuch Yisrael Nerais, being one with Hashem in the Torah. Likan bo al kol chaya b'chir b'toy. And based upon that, I'm going to strengthen myself to try to make good choices. V'yadeh shafilu yavar lo mash yavar, knowing that even if I mess up, v'afilu yikoshu, who or zar chashom be'ezen nidnu chet v'achamotzen, even if I end up doing some chet, or my children, I want, I long to be connected to that, connected. L'nekudas ha'emes ha'lukis. The nekuda of God's truth. U'bar lo sha'emes v'ha'ma'or hazeh yachzir l'mutav. U'bar lo sha'emes v'ha'ma'or hazeh yachzir l'mutav. V'yate l'vav zar l'tayv. And to believe that somehow, in some way, that by my longing for this dveikus b'Hashem and to be cautious in the kudus emes, then in the end the truth will come out. It will come out on myself, on my kids. He calls him on Shein Oimdim Malik Hazeh, because as long as we're not, if this ikra is not clear to us, but rather he lives with this thought, since I'm so firm, my kids are always going to be so firm. I'm not going to mess up. My kids are going to be like, I'm the firmest. I sent them to the firmest yeshiva, so everything's going to be fine. If you live with that, you keep the Yetzer away. I say, turn Paul, you still haven't come. If you think that's Yiddish guy, you haven't come to say Yahavis. Is this person, his Yiddish guy, just Kluya Bedover? Batal Dover, Batela Havar. And if it means that, like many people, that I start messing up and doing avers, then there's no longer any Yiddishkeit. But if my Yiddishkeit doesn't depend upon mitzvahs and avers, but depends upon a kadosh baruch, on a relationship, so it'll always be there. But if a person lives with the truth that Hashem revealed at Naiman HaSinai, which is Anochi Hashem Lokecha, whether I mess up or I don't mess up, that's my tachlis. This is the Metzias of my life. So even if I did do an Aveira, I still have to get up the next morning and wash my gavas and continue. Because that's my Metzias. It's not how am I doing. Like the mayor used to always ask. That's my Metzias. The Baruch says, listen, you're always attached to me. But I want you to make good choices. If you mix this and not do it, of course you're always attached. This is what gives the greatest motivation. This is what motivates a person. I know that regardless of the choices I make, whether they're good or they're bad, I know that Hanochi Hashem Lekecha is Hashem is Lekecha, and that's my tachas, and he's never going to let go of me. That encourages me to continue on and to be good, right? This is the hepech of how people think, so he explains at the end. Right? And we should be zeruch mitzvah Hashem to have a rus shuvus, you know, a rus adikis shuvus, this clarity of what it means to makabel the Torah. To makabel the Torah means Hanochi Hashem Lekecha. Everything else comes from that. That's the meaning of Kabbalah. Lech to Ginyan.